Here we go. Let's try that again with the correct microphone enabled. All right, I'm in a kind of a cranky mood today, so brace yourselves. And it's not even about the subject material. It's dealing with the fucking computer. I love Linux, except when Linux doesn't fucking want to work right. Then I get pissed. But you know, have you ever had that thing where you get so pissed off, and you're getting more and more and more pissed off, right? And you're pissed, and you're pissed, and you're pissed. And then you reach that point where suddenly you're so pissed off that you're not pissed off anymore. And the thing you're pissed off about actually becomes funny instead of a reason for anger. In fact, that's actually... that's actually almost exactly how I feel about today's topic. I'm really not pissed off about today's topic because I'm beyond it. It's reached the point that it's ludicrous to me. It's at the point where it has become a parody of itself in some ways. Yeah, I wasn't talking there. I mean, you've heard the introduction before, and I was getting my shit situated. Because this is going to be a really offensive podcast, I'm telling you right now. And I'm moving the microphone, so all that noise you hear, that's me. It's my fault. It's not Randy's fault. The lovely and adorable Randy is in the control room. I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society Podcasting. For 11 years, I'm right, you're wrong, yada yada yada. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. God is the email address. God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. Okay, look, here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why there are so many people who are so desperate to start a race war with white men. I really don't, because here's the thing, and there's so many ways I could lead into this and talk about this, and there's a lot of concurrent thinking going on, and I have some notes, but they're not linearly organized. So it's going to be a lot of talking about things and going back. But I mean, here's the main gist. Here's what I don't understand. Well, I do understand it. Again, every time I don't understand. It's like the other day I posted, when I did my little rant about women on Facebook, and some beta male posted on my timeline, "I don't understand why anyone would be upset about women posting pictures of their titties on Facebook. You need to stop being a Puritan." And of course, the titties on the Facebook was only a small part of the rant. But again, you know, it informs me that this is a person who is responding to what was written in the notes and didn't actually listen to the podcast, which is why I very seldom, again, if I can tell you didn't listen to the podcast, I'm not going to bother to respond to your stupidity. Unless you're really stupid and I make fun of you on the podcast. You know, so this little beta male comes riding to the rescue of women who post titty pictures. But when you say things like, "I don't understand how somebody else could," blah, 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 what you're saying is that you are incapable of seeing the world from the perspective of another person. And oddly enough, most of the people, not all certainly, but most of the people who say they don't understand why other people have different worldviews than they do are the same cocksucking pieces of shit who can't shut the fuck up about tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism. And as I've said, the reason these cocksucking pieces of shit are so obsessed with tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism is because they don't want anybody else in the universe, in the cosmos, in existence, to have different opinions than them. And that's, of course, what tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism is. It's a bunch of people with different color skin, which doesn't really exist. We'll talk about that in a minute. Different color skin, but all have the same opinions, right? If you cannot understand how or why other people have the worldviews they have, then maybe you're just fucking stupid. I can understand the perspective of just about everybody out there. Odds are I can argue your arguments better than you can because you're an idiot. Okay, let me focus because I got to get this done. I got shit to do today. There are a large number of people. Do I have my browser open? Because I'm going to need that. There are a large number of people, organizations, institutions out there who are very interested in starting a race war with white men. Now, there is this assertion that white men are, it's a lot like money. Money, as we all know, is the root of all evil. Rich people are bad because they have a lot of money. And yet everybody wants more money. White men, specifically heterosexual white men who work for a living, are the most evil people on the planet, right? We are responsible for all the wars. We are responsible for rapes, all of them. We are responsible for countless deaths, right? We're responsible for enslaving black people. Again, we all know that slavery has never existed anywhere in the entire history of the human species except for in the southern states of the United States of America, which of course is completely run by the patriarchal white men. I mean, you know, white men exterminated the Jews. White men, I guess you can have, well, you can't because there's no such thing as race. We'll get to that in a minute. I feel okay except saying that the Soviet people, I will classify them in with what I am calling white men. European, North American, Russian, Caucasian white men, right? So between Hitler killing what was a tiny number of people compared to Stalin and Lenin and all those guys, right? I mean, so in the Soviet Union, white men exterminated huge numbers of people, put them in gulags, let them starve to death, outright killed them. We white men are, according to our detractors, the most evil creatures on the planet, the most vile, disgusting, hate-filled, murdering, raping, enslaving people that have ever existed. And therefore, the logic of the people who believe that about us says that they should endeavor to start a war with us. Let me give you an analogy. Let's say that I'm back in Houston, Texas, and I go down to Fifth Ward, which is, and I haven't been in Houston in many, many years. I don't know what Fifth Ward is like now. When I lived in Houston, Fifth Ward was like the place, you know, that was where all the bad black people lived. And if you were white, you would get shot. And there were burning cars in the streets and all that other stuff. And I mean, I've told the story before. I went to visit a friend of mine and we're like hanging out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Fifth Ward. I heard that's really bad. And he's like, you realize we're in Fifth Ward right now. And I'm like, really? And I'm looking around and there's no gang shootouts. There's no burning cars. I'm like, oh, wow. I, you know, gee, listening to just bullshit that comes out of people's mouth, I expected Fifth Ward to look like a fucking war zone, and hey, it looked just like half the rest of Houston, Texas. No big fucking deal. Well, let's say that Fifth Ward is in fact a war zone. Okay, let's say there are cars, they're burning in the streets. Let's say that, oh God, yes, Firefox, you can fucking update. Jesus. Let's say cars are burning in the street. Let's say that gangs are shooting each other in the streets with Uzis and bazookas and fucking nuclear missiles and shit, right? Let's just say that there's nothing but young black guys running around raping all the women and shooting the police and all. Let's say all of this is true. Then I go down to Fifth Ward, scrawny little white boy that I am. I go down to Fifth Ward and I see a black guy and he's got a machine gun. Right? And I walk up to him and I say, hey, nigger, why don't you suck my dick? Now, because I'm a white man, because unlike a woman who is never responsible for anything that happens to her, remember, women have no responsibility when it comes to rape. There's nothing a woman can do to prevent herself from being raped because women are objects, not agents. I'm a white man. I'm an agent. If I walk up to that black guy who has a machine gun, and I just saw him shoot down like 17 other black guys, and he's in the process of raping a white woman right now. He's got her like, and it's not her fault, remember, because she's a white woman, she has no agency, and he's like raping this white woman, holding his machine gun, and I walk up to him and I say, hey nigger, what's up? Now, when he turns, looks at me, levels the machine gun, and shoots me in the fucking face, see, this is my fault. This is because I'm fucking stupid. This is natural selection taking place. And if all of this were true, if Fifth Ward were a war zone, if there were burning cars, if there were gang shootouts, if there was a black guy with a machine gun who just killed 17 other guys and was raping a white woman, and if I walk up to him and say, hey nigger, what's up? I'm pretty fucking stupid. And the assertion of a large number of people in our society today is that heterosexual white men with jobs are rapists, they're murderers, they're evil, they're terrible, they're responsible for slavery, death, rape, murder, everything that's going on. And so the response is to get in their faces and attack them at every opportunity. The only thing I can conclude from seeing all of this is that either you don't really think white men, are all that dangerous, hence the reason you're goading them, or you're just really fucking stupid. Where do I want to go from here? All right, let's talk about race. There's this bizarre thing going on right now. Where there's a bunch of people trying to convince us that there's no such thing as race, that there are not different races of humans. Now, I of course have said there are two species of humans. There's Homo sapien anarchist and Homo sapien statist. But they're trying to convince us there's no such thing as, like, for example, the black race, the white race, the red race, the green race, the yellow race, whatever kind of race. Now, we could sit here and we can argue over the definition of words all day long, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm willing to give you some of this. So, dogs. There's different breeds of dogs, but are they all one race, or are they different races? I think it depends, and again, I don't know. I could type the, I guess, fuck it, let me do it. Let me type this into Google. Let me see what this says. I know what that kind of race is. Yeah, see. Okay, good. Medical definition. Medical definition of race. Let me get over here. Oh, God. This is worthless. Okay. Race. A breeding stock of animals. Yep, that would describe most of you out there. Okay, a family, tribe, people, or nation belonging to the same stock. A class or kind of people unified by shared interests, habits, or characteristics. Okay, an actually or potentially interbreeding group of people within a species. Also, a taxonomic category as a subspecies representing such a group. A category of humankind that shares certain distinctive physical traits. Okay. If we're defining race as a category of humankind that shares certain distinctive physical traits, welp, I hate to break this to you fucking retards out there, but race does exist. Okay? Caucasian people, black people, Asian people, I guess I should African people instead of black people. They do have distinctive physical traits that they share. I know that really hurts your fucking feelings, but they do. If we expand the definition of race, because again, there are so many, and they're almost exclusively left-wing statist, who are so fucking desperate to get rid of the concept of race, which again presents problems. If you're one of these left-wing statists like Bill Nye, and there's all these other people who make this assertion that there's no such thing as different races, then what's your basis for racial quotas and all this other stuff, right? If there's no such thing as race, then why are there racial quotas? But okay, so if race means, if everybody's of the same race because they can breed with each other, then yes, if we want to expand it that way, then human beings are all the same race. It's like dogs. Dogs are all the same race, but there are still different breeds of dogs. Chihuahuas are different than German Shepherds. So if we want to say that all humans are the same race, okay, then there's still different breeds of humans. And I almost like saying breed better, because I think it's more offensive than saying race. And as you know, the point of this podcast is to offend people, because, as you know, I, as a non-stupid person, acknowledge that I can't convince you. I'm not going to change your mind. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not trying to enlighten you. I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm speaking my mind and trying to piss you off. I'm hoping that you'll, you know, share this on social media and bring more hits to my website. I'm manipulating you, is what it boils. If you're offended by this, and that's the beauty, I've talked about this before. If you're offended by what I'm saying, stop and think. It's how easy it is for me to manipulate your emotions, manipulate your responses, and manipulate your behavior just by saying words. You're a fucking tool. And this is a clear difference between evil, racist, sexist, homophobic white men such as myself who have jobs and you, is that, again, there's this concentrated effort to exterminate people like me. I'm really not that pissed off about it. I mean, I'm observing it, I'm talking about it, but I don't have all of this hatred for everybody who isn't a heterosexual white man with a job that you have for everybody who is a heterosexual white man with a job. So we want to make the argument, we, being left-wing statist primarily, want to make the argument that there's no such thing as race. when very clearly the state, the government, the colleges, the corporations, many nations are very clear in their assertion that race does exist and that it does matter. Israel, not one of my necessarily, nothing against Israel. I have something against the way so many people in the United States and the government of the United States kisses Israel's ass. But those of you who are left-wing statist, when heterosexual white men in the manosphere talk about white women having babies with non-Caucasian men, there's a lot of people in the manosphere who get upset about that. And, you know, again, I personally, it doesn't bother me that much that some white woman has sex with a black guy and has a kid. Right, again, the part that bothers me is the part where I'm supposed to be forced to not just, you know, where I'm supposed to be forced to applaud this. Like, this is a wonderful thing. And the part where I'm supposed to provide benefits for these people via taxation. You know, that part of it, but then that statism, that offends me regardless of what's going on. I'm equally offended when I'm supposed to provide benefits to the corporations via bailouts. There's much ado in the manosphere about white women having sex with non-white men and diluting down the white breed. And the manosphere is often attacked for this opinion, worldview, perspective. Yet at the same time, if you were to go to Israel and suggest to them that Jewish women breeding with men who aren't Jews is something that should be encouraged and applauded, they would not be very happy about that. So I find it interesting that when Caucasian men suggest that Caucasian women should breed with Caucasian men in order to keep the Caucasian breed alive, they are attacked as racist, sexist, homophobic. But when Jews say that Jewish women should only breed with Jewish men in order to keep the Jewish breed alive and strong and continuing, nobody questions this. And of course, we know the reason why, because the Jew card, because Jews are victims. Who have they been victimized by? They've been victimized by heterosexual Caucasian men who have jobs. And of course, as I mentioned, it's these heterosexual white men with jobs who are responsible for all evil that has ever been perpetrated on the planet Earth. And thus, logic tells us we should go fuck with these guys. We should get right up in their faces. We should insult them. We should denigrate them. We should have hashtags like kill all white men. We should make laws that oppress them specifically. We should make laws that give everybody except them privileges. And they will, of course, because they are rapists, murderers, enslavers, insane, evil, they will, of course, just roll over and accept this without ever finally reaching the point where they, what's the word I'm looking for? Where they snap and the race war begins. Again, back to my fifth word example. When I say to this man, to his face, hey nigger, what's up? If I say this to him, thinking, oh, he's not going to snap and kill me, I'm pretty stupid. And when I see those of you out there who are predominantly left-wing statist, engaging in these continuous, constant attacks on white men, I have to assume you're stupid because you don't recognize that at some point, some of these white men are going to start to snap. And when they do, the first thing you're going to say is, well, see, we told you white men are all evil. We told you all white men are murderers. Because you, of course, have nothing to do with antagonizing these white men to the point where they snap. You have no agency, right? You're not responsible for anything. Only heterosexual white men who have jobs have agency and are therefore responsible for their actions. Your antagonization of heterosexual white men who have jobs isn't your fault, it's their fault. Because the patriarchy is oppressing you so much that you have to go on Twitter and talk about killing all white men. That's how oppressed you are. You can't just live your life and have friends and do stuff and enjoy your time on the planet Earth before you die. No, no, no. The patriarchy is forcing you to hate other people. Let me read something to you about going back to the Jewish thing. There'll be a link to this in the show notes. And this was just me typing something into Google and essentially reading the first thing that came up. I typed in something like Jewish marriage or something like that. Anyhow, here's what it says. Taking into account the primary responsibility that the Jew has to fulfill the precepts of the Torah, it is evident that it is mandatory that Jews marry within the faith, because if not, it will be impossible to continue fulfilling the obligation that one has to manifest destiny in this world, which is possible only by fulfilling God's will. Intermarriage is a clear contradiction of God's stated will. Now, can you imagine somebody saying that about Caucasians? Can you imagine somebody saying that intermarriage between Caucasians and other people is a clear contradiction to God's stated will? Holy shit. Again, the Jews get away with this because they have a victim card to play. In order to better understand this issue, we must clarify another point. Not only is it prohibited for a Jew to marry a non-Jewess, it is impossible for a Jew to marry a non-Jewess. It is possible for them to live together. It is possible for them to cohabitate. It is even possible for them to procreate. But there is no possibility for marriage to take place. That's interesting. Perhaps they hadn't heard about equality in marriage we have here in the United States. I'm pretty sure a Jew can marry a non-Jew. All right, anyway. The laws of the Torah are as or more objective and inalterable as the laws of nature. The same way one cannot alter the law of gravity, for example, one cannot alter the laws of the Torah. The Torah student or sage does not look to create laws, but to discover the divine structure that is inherent in the universe and life. Okay, the idea that some words written in a book cannot be altered the way you can't alter the law of gravity, it's absurd. But then again, that's part of the point. those three paragraphs are racist, sexist, homophobic, and absurd. And yet, not one person who not one person who hashtag is kill all white men will disagree with that, because Jews have a victim card. White men don't. White men are the perpetrators of all evil. And thus, the people you should clearly work the hardest to piss off. Because considering white men have exterminated billions of other humans, they're not going to exterminate you, right? It's perfectly safe to try to piss off white men. Here's another thing for you to think about as you're delving into your need to start a race war with white men. Without white men, there would be no welfare. Because without white men, there is nothing to redistribute. Without white men, you lose the majority of your tax base. You also lose the majority of your creativity and your production. I mean, can you imagine if all the white men in the United States died, just dropped dead? Who would keep things running? Who would do maintenance? Who would repair things? Who would do the engineering? I'm not saying there's no black guys and brown guys and yellow guys and red guys in the United States that aren't competent. There would be people who would be able to take over. They would be stretched very thinly. But it would be, I know this is going to break your fucking heart, deal with it, if every white man in the United States dropped dead, this would be, get ready for bad jokes, a giant blow, a giant blow to the functioning of the economy. I understand that you hate white men. I understand that you blame white men for every problem you have. I understand that you are an object and you don't have agency. I understand that you think hashtagging kill all white men and saying there's no such thing as race and blaming all your problems on white men, I understand that you think doing those things is going to result in a better life for you. And I see where that comes from, because you, and in many cases this works. You look around you, it works very well. There are a multitude of heterosexual white men with jobs who, because they're so terrified of being called racist, sexist, homophobic, that they will fucking roll over and give you anything and everything you want out of fear. And again, this goes back to statism, the fact that the only way you know how to get something from other people is by using fear, you know, illustrates why statism is a fear-based ideology and why people like you will not survive in an anarcho-capitalist environment where you have to get things you want from other people by creating value for them so that they will give you value in return, right? In Ancapadice, you get respect from other people by showing them respect. You don't get respect via legislation, because there is no legislation. A little while ago, and this was sort of what started me down the path to thinking about all of this, there's a TV show from back in the day. I actually don't remember when it was first on, but it was a spinoff from All in the Family, which one of these days I want to get some All in the Family DVDs and watch that show again to see if it's as good as I remember. Anyway, it's called The Jeffersons. It's about George Jefferson and his wife, Louise Jefferson. And George Jefferson started off down in the ghetto, and he opened a cleaning business, a dry cleaner. I think it's a dry cleaner. And is there, like, are all cleaning businesses dry cleaners, or do they do other cleaning? Whatever. He opened, a laundry cleaning business, and he opened more and more stores, and he made money. He's kind of a anarcho-capitalist hero. He started with nothing. He worked his way up. He worked hard. He built a business. He made a lot of money, and he moved into the rich part of town with all the funky white folks. And so that's one of these, 30-minute situational comedies. And so it has all the flaws that being a 30-minute sitcom involve. And anyhow, I'm listening to some music on the internet, and there's a song called The Jefferson Walk, because George Jefferson had this very distinctive walk. Sherman Hensley, I think, is the name of the actor who plays George Jefferson. He has this very distinctive, this badass walk that he does, and so the Jefferson Walk is like this phrase. All right, so I'm listening to a song, and I'm like, hey, Jeffersons, man, I haven't seen that show in a long time. I should watch that again. So I went to Netflix, put one of the DVDs in my queue. I was like, all right, I threw it in to watch it. They were funnier than shit, to tell you the truth. I was not expecting to like it as much as I did. Because I'm like, again, it's like, 30-minute situation comedy. How good can it actually be? They were actually very funny and very entertaining. And George Jefferson is a very strong, again, we're talking about, yes, we are talking about characters on a TV show. I know that, you know that. George Jefferson is a very strong proponent of black people not breeding with white people. So in the show, their neighbors are Tom and Helen. Tom is a white guy, Helen is a black woman. And George refers to their marriage as a zebra marriage, black and white. Just at any time at this point, I want you to envision a television show where you have two white people married and then another marriage over here where one is white and one is black, and the white guy refers to the marriage as a zebra marriage. How long would that last? And another thing it just illustrates to us is that back in the days, whenever the Jeffersons was made, there was a hell of a lot more freedom of speech than there is now. Oh yes, not only that, so on the Jeffersons, on this one DVD, which I think had 5 episodes on it, Louise Jefferson, twice, once in each episode, says to George Jefferson, "Nigga, please." George is saying something, because George is very mouthy. George is kind of arrogant. I'm George Jefferson. Blah, and she's, "Nigga, please." Can you imagine the year 2016, somebody on commercial television saying, "Nigga, please"? Can you imagine referring to a marriage between a white person and a black person as a zebra marriage? I mean, can you imagine? And if these things did happen, they would be done by a white character, a white male character, who was stupid. Because, of course, if you look at sitcoms today, all the white men are stupid. And I found this really interesting. It's a nice little look into the past. And, and nobody that I'm aware of was ever up in arms because George Jefferson, this character, thought that black people shouldn't breed with white people and dilute the black race. Nobody's up in arms because Jews think that Jews should only breed with other Jews so that they don't delete it, so that they don't dilute the Jewish race. I know there's no such thing as race. I'm supposed to be calling them breeds. But lo, my God, let a white man suggest that white women shouldn't breed with other breeds so as not to dilute the white breed. and holy shit, do you have a shitstorm. Now, if there were not different races of people, then what would be the criteria for which you could discriminate against the white man who says white women shouldn't breed with non-white men, yet sets it up such that you don't have a problem with Jews only breeding with Jews or blacks only breeding with blacks? What's the mechanism for that if everybody is the same race? Again, natural selection and Ancapidice solve all of these problems. In Ancapidice, where you don't have a state, people can breed with whoever the fuck they want to because it's nobody else's business, because nobody else is being forced to like them or dislike them. Nobody else is being forced to give them resources. Nobody else is being forced to give them special treatment. And there is no state singling specific breeds out for demonization and extinction. Now, the Manispherians suggest that the reason the state is encouraging white women to breed with non-white men is because the ultimate goal is the elimination of white people. And of course, many white people go along with this because they have white guilt. You know, they feel bad. It's like, oh, they feel bad about slavery. It's like, well, have you ever owned a slave? Well, no, then really, why do you feel bad about it? I mean, if you know, it's like, why I don't, well, I do understand. I understand perfectly. I understand exactly why people have white guilt. It's because they feel so bad about other people who have less than them, but at the same time, they don't want to take anything they have and give it up. Right? Again, when you see somebody who's poorer than you, you can give them as much of your money as you want to give them. You can give them. You can give poor people your money. They're not poor anymore. Right? You can, it's like I see the homeless people. You see a homeless guy, you can take the homeless person home with you. He can live with you. You can help him get a job. You can do that anytime you want. But these people don't want to actually do anything which will inconvenience them to make the situation better for other people, right? People who talk about, people with the white guilt who look at the, do the Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff, they don't want to actually do anything to make the world better for these black people in these ghettos who are getting shot at and abused by the police and whatever else is supposed to be going on that they're so uptight about. The white people with the white guilt, not the black people. Right? So whatever's happening to these black people that makes these white people feel bad, well, the white people don't want to actually engage in the work, because that's work, it takes work and effort, of making things better for the black people, because that would involve them doing something. So instead, they just sit here and go, oh yeah, white people are so evil, white people like me, oh, I feel so bad about being, like this philosophy teacher I've had, I've talked about her in the past, every fucking class session almost, she had to remind us about how terrible she felt because she was from the South and how everybody down there was so racist. And it's just you pieces of shit trying to avoid actually doing anything of substance to make the world a better place. That's where all of this stems from. So there is, like it or not, there is this effort to marginalize and to demonize, very specifically, white men, and slightly less specifically, Caucasians in general. Right? This is why we are constantly told that, you know, if you're, again, you can be proud of being a Jew, you can be proud of being black, you can be proud of being a Latino, but my God, if you're proud of being white, holy fucking shit, are you racist? Notice I don't talk much about the Asians, because the Asians are really the only breed that I consider equal to the Caucasian breed, because the Asians are as smart, if not a little smarter than we are. The Asians are really good at maintaining civilizations. Again, China is the only state. China has lasted longer than any other state in the history of the planet Earth. And thanks to the fact that they're not an imperial country, if they remain not an imperial country, they may be the only state that survives. After the United States collapses, China will probably still be around. And of course, the Asian breed is equally good at killing other people as the Caucasian breed. I mean, look at all the people that have been killed in China by the Chinese government. Look at the Japanese. They are some killing motherfuckers. So again, when you look around you, it's the Caucasian breed and the Asian breed that are the best at killing other humans, which might be an indicator you don't want to fuck with them if you're smart. But smartness is not something present in left-wing statist and social justice warriors. Okay. Back to the effort to denigrate white men. Now, I read about this somewhere in the manosphere, and I tried it, and sure enough, check this out. I'm typing this into Google right now. If you type happy American couple into Google, go to images for happy American couple. Okay. Now, just so you know, I'm using Firefox and I have ads blocked, so I don't see any ads from Google. And whenever I exit Firefox, it clears my cache, so I don't have any sort of data left over from previously. Let me do this again, because I just closed Firefox. I'm going to restart this to make sure that we're operating with a clear, totally clear cache here. Happy American couple. All right. And of course, we know that the results in Google will be different based on where you're at and, you know, your past searches, all this other stuff. Here we go. Google Images, happy American couple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first five results are all black couples. The sixth result is the wacko and his wife, who was it in California? The Muslim wackos who shot a bunch of people on the freeway or something? Okay, then we continue with pictures of all black people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then we have some semi-Caucasians. Then we have a mixed couple. Then we have more black people. 1, 2, 3. Oh, look, we actually do have a white couple finally. Black couple, black couple, black couple, mixed, black, black, black. Mixed, black, black, mixed, black, 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 mixed, black, 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 Caucasian, black, mixed, black, black, mixed, Caucasian, black, Caucasian, mixed, black, 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 Caucasian, black, black, Caucasian, black, 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 Caucasian, black, 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 and I can go on all day. Now, considering the percentage that, and when I say black, I don't, I'm not, no, not an Asian, not a fucking, what, you know, I, and I'm sorry, I made fun, but Latino, whatever, brown people, Latinos, not a fucking Latino yet, not a Latino in sight, not a brown person in fucking sight, one Asian person, that was one of the mixed couples, who was an Asian woman, not a red person, right? Sorry, kids, this is deliberate. When you do a Google search for happy American couple images, and that many of the photos are of black couples, see, that's a deliberate choice on the part of Google. That is not an accident. So when I say unto you that the state, the government, the colleges, the corporations are deliberately attempting to downplay the contributions of heterosexual white men with jobs, when I say to you that the state, the government, the corporations, the colleges, the media are deliberately attempting to demonize heterosexual white men with a job, again, look at the coverage of a heterosexual white man with a job kills somebody or rapes a woman. Look how much media attention there is compared to if a non heterosexual white man with a job commits a crime of the same nature. When I say to you these things are happening, I'm not that angry about this. I'm just pointing out that it's happening. And I'm pointing out for those of you who are participating in this process, when the day comes that all of these evil white men from the South with, you know, missing teeth that all own guns and have sex with their sisters, I mean, when they finally get tired of being treated like this, and when the race war begins, the race war that you started, these evil white men, they're going to finish the race war. Because white men are really good at killing people. You said so yourself. I don't understand. Guys, stop pissing in their faces and treating them like shit.